Well, I have a moan. I said to all my women, well, a long, long happy home. A little girl sitting down in the back door crying.
Even interfere.
I'm gonna put you in your place.
Interfere! It's gonna show stress streets, rough shots here today. Hustling, hustling, trying to really apply. Darkness. Thank you, Blades!
Hoor je? Ik hoor niks over de monitor.
Hey. The drummer only hears bass guitar, so more guitar and vocals.
More vocals. Yes. I love to hear my singing.
Just like I tell you, your little chapel is coming home someday. Oh, just like I tell you, little girl, oh, your chapel is coming home someday. I said, then you gonna be sorry that you cheated.
Testing, hoor jij ook je zang op de monitors? Hey, Michiel, hoor jij je zang op de monitors?
Ik hoor inmiddels wel zang op de monitors.
Oké.
Ja. We're all good.
Now we're good.
Hazes was seizoenkaarthouder van FC Amsterdam, hè? Had niks voor de Ajax.
Maar ik moet toegeven, het werkt heel goed in het toilet.
Oké, grote baas.
That happens too sometimes. It goes just a little different from that, but still, it's what the old thing called the blues, the B-L-U-E-S, blues. The blues ain't just what some people think it are. It ain't no lot of foolishness and foolish things. It means something, B-L-U-E-S. It means something that searches the heart, goes from one heart to the other. Male and female, when one is deceived by the other, that hurts them. And sometimes some kills one another about it, and some go to the river and jump over and drown themselves.
That's all that's in return. Smile for the right moment.
Represent.
sounds like.
Thank you. Commitment to communism.
Eigenlijk was het een blokje. We hebben problemen met de drums. Dus zal niet allemaal helemaal goed gaan, maar...
Ja, maar dat zijn ook excuses. Ik hoorde van die jongens van Kuipvrees, ik sprak net die zanger, die heeft maar 2 keer geoefend.
Ja, dat klonk ook nergens naar.
Wat? Wat? Moet ik harder gaan zingen? Hé, hey, luister, 2 bands... Oh. Okay, I'll try. Okay, Empire. Je wordt tegenwoordig voor het hangen van een vlag en zeggen Free Palestine from the river to the sea. Dat mag niet meer in Nederland. Dit nummer ging over, wanneer hebben we het geschreven? 1990, 1991. Imperialisme van Amerika. En natuurlijk is Israël niets anders dan een verlengstuk van die macht. En ze gebruiken hun geweld op een enorme, verschrikkelijke manier als een artiest, als Douwe Bob hier wordt neergezet als een vuile antisemiet en jodenhater. Je moet gewoon je bek houden, want wat je ook zegt, je wordt met de Holocaust vergeleken, wat verschrikkelijk is om dat te doen. Deze band heeft nog nooit ook maar iets met jodenhaat gehad, maar we hebben ook nooit iets gehad met de staat Israël. Het IDF moet verdwijnen, Israël. Het kan niet zo bestaan. Er moet een vrij en democratisch Palestina komen waarin Joden en Palestijnen gezamenlijk kunnen leven. En dit zeggen, een democratie willen, dan ben je dus al een antisemiet en een jodenhater. Nou, oké, dan is dat maar zo.
You know if you didn't want me,
You oughta told me so. I know you love someone else.
That's all you. Fire!
Meer vocals bij de drum in een monitor graag, alsjeblieft.
The drummer is deaf, just like me.
Ja, more vocals in de drum monitor. Oké. Okay. Are we doomed to defeat? Geleden overleed een van de grootste hardcore iconen voor mij dan, die me ontzettend heeft beïnvloed om een band te beginnen. Ik speelde vandaag maar in één band, maar dat is L van SSD, Straight Edge, politiek, mengen met een ongelofelijke harde sound. Dat was de Boston hardcore van SSD. echt niet normaal. Ik weet nog dat ik de Getaway album, wat nu waanzinnig duur en zeldzaam is, ergens in Groningen bij een of andere gast kon kopen. Ik heb zitten janken naast mijn ouders in de auto. En de hele tijd, oh, ik heb Getaway, ik heb Getaway. Later moest ik hem verkopen om mijn tandartskosten te betalen, helaas. Maar hij is gelukkig opnieuw herperst. Ik zou die plaat alsjeblieft een keer... Wat zegt u? Het ziet er goed uit, toch? Ja. Oké. Okay. Nothing done. En het gaat over niets doen terwijl er onrecht is.
No pot.
jullie wel. Nog twee. Never again. More guitar on the drum monitor. So, no, less guitar on the drum monitor. Fucking loud, he says. Okay, Paul.
Les Humphries on the guitar.
Oh, dit begrijpen ze niet. Nee, moet je echt jouw
leven. Het is aan mijn tijd, hè.
Never again.
Bedankt voor alle mensen. Bedankt voor het gebruiken van... Wat? Nee. Geen. We zijn klaar, we zijn op. We zijn oud, we zijn moe. We hebben niks meer geoefend. Ja, dat is onze nieuwe bandnaam, de OK Boomers. En we zijn wel boomers, maar best oké. Het zou wel een goeie zijn.
Wat is dan je favoriete nummer? Wat wil je nog één keer horen?
Still Straight.
Hallo, die hebben we niet gespeeld. Van deze set bedoelde ik eigenlijk.
Gaan we Still Straight proberen? Nee? Luister, deze heren hebben ook alweer gisteren moeten spelen. Dus wel superboomers. We spelen één nummer als jullie uit jullie dakplaats gaan. Ja, als jullie uit jullie dak gaan, dan oké. Maar we blijven beschaafd, Okkie. Niet te gek, maar wel een beetje uit je dak. Het hoeft hier niet te Kuip te worden of zo. Trouwens, ik kuipvrij zeer. Lekker beentje, man. Nooit eerder gezien, maar waren echt goed, man. Wauw. Ik zou die gaan volgen, hoor.
Already morning, middle of the night, really, but the 1st of August, Pacific time, in Las Vegas, Nevada, and therefore only 29 days away from my birthday, whereas in this country it's still 30 days away from my birthday. Just thought I'd mention that in passing. And this is Spray Dog, 17th single from them. I can't make up my mind whether it's on Ferric Mordant Records, because it does say that somewhere on the label, or something else. Anyway, it is Spray Dog, and You Are What I Love.
Bedankt voor komen, alle bands die gespeeld hebben. Het was weer fantastisch.
Ja, bel Jos allemaal deze... maandag, want hij is maandag pas jarig. Dus bel hem allemaal eventjes, dat vindt hij leuk.
Join the line, sign it.
7-inch single, anyway, from Spray Dog, and that's called You Are What I Love. And an email here from Bruce Antel pointing out that he says, did you notice in the list of competition winners you just read out, there were two former international cricketers, Imran Khan and Robin Smith? And I'm not saying that this is the case here, but it is, you know, not impossible, not indeed unusual for people to use names other than their own on occasions such as this. I mean, I used to use for years the name Goatman Cods because I just liked the sound of it. And I used to like getting emails and things addressed to Goatman Cods. Appealed to my childish sense of humour. And when I lived in London millions of years ago, I used to check my laundry into a place in Notting Hill Gate where I had it washed. Obviously, I wouldn't take it to anywhere else. Excuse me, do you mind looking after my laundry for a while? I'll be back tomorrow. Under the name Jack Frobisher, because it was the guy, you know, such an English name, and the sort of name that people in adventure stories from the 1920s had if they were heroic. They're always called Jack Frobisher, gentleman, that sort of thing. And I used to like walking in there and asking for my laundry, and they say, what name? I say, Jack Frobisher, in a manly sort of way. It impressed and amused nobody other than myself, but, I mean, that's good enough for me, really. This is somebody emailed us last week asking me to play something by the immortal Lee County Killers. Needless to say, I've lost the email, but here's the record, and found the record, I guess it's fair to say. Those are the Immortal Lee County Killers on Sweet Nothing Records, and from an LP called, I'm afraid, The Essential Fucked Up Blues, that was Killer 45. This is Synergy and Ben Kay. That's Ben on the right in the funny hat. Synergy and Ben K, 12-inch on Red Records. It's called Out There. And appropriately enough, I noticed that from midnight, Ross Allen's in for Giles Peterson from midnight with the best worldwide sounds. I'm always interested by that because the implication is that there are sounds available to us that aren't from this world. And I really want to hear them while I still got time. It's disappointing to hear that Ross is restricting himself to terrestrial sounds, really. Here's an email from Martin Fisher, Reading. It says, Dear Mr. Peel, I like that. I'm 36 and I've just come back to your programme after, I would guess, about 12 years. Thanks for introducing me to the White Stripes, the Strokes and Kluber Kleithog, amongst many others. And this is the last track tonight from Kluber Kleithog in session. Thank you, Thlubbers. Or should it be Thlythogs? Probably neither of those things. Anyway, that was the last from Thlubber Thlythog in session, their third session for us in something like 12 years. But, as I say, thanks to them for that. And an email from James Anderson in Glasgow saying, what was that drum and bass record that you played about three tunes in? I tried to catch the name, but unfortunately drove straight into the Clyde Tunnel. And always seem to do this when there's something I really want to hear on the radio. That would have been the record by Mampy Swift, James, which is M-A-M-P-I, second word, Swift, S-W-I-F-T. The track was called Sunrise, but what you need to know really is that it's on an EP called Feedback on Charge Records, and it's two 12-inch records and four excellent tracks, and I shall play you others from the set next week, no doubt. This is Knife Hand Chop. Trying to do something incredibly clever there, but didn't get it sorted out in time. Never mind, that was Knife Hand Chop. You'd have enjoyed it if I'd managed to get it done, though. Tiger Beat 6 Records from, is it Oakland, California? I think it is. That's from a compilation CD or a double CD. Sunjammer is my favourite Pokemon trainer, was the title of that. And I was going to do something fantastically clever and then go into this from JD and the Evil's Dynamite Band. This is one of those Soulfire 45s, except it's been gathered together on a Soulfire LP called Grazing in the Trash. JD and the Evil's Dynamite Band. Just more, some more hashish is the title of the track. And this is Bisque. Had an email, incidentally, from Kev's out of Liverpool Flyfog saying, please, please mention Delith Erwin, who sang on our session. I thought I had done, or if I didn't, it was only because I wasn't sure about the pronunciation. I always take evasive action on these occasions, but I'm sorry I didn't mention Delith Erwin before. Forget what we've got tomorrow night. What is it we've got tomorrow night, Neve? Sorry?
Kato.
Kato, of course it is. This is from an LP on Quatermass Records called Substantia 3, Bisque, and the track is Mock-Up. Thanks very much for listening.
Radio 1.
And at 12 midnight, it's Toby Seeley.
New laws to keep the under-16s at home.
Radio 1 News Means Beats.
New powers to keep under-16-year-olds indoors and under curfew have come into force. They're designed to let police and local councils cut crime by keeping people off the streets.
Memories in Exile radio show live here from Amsterdam. For the next 60 minutes, we play some really nice samples from our live from outer space. Thanks for the host this evening to playing all this crappy, quippy, sippy, suppy sound. We live here in a fish tank as a human brain and listen to some music. This is 88.3 FM live from Amsterdam. Amsterdam, Patapu Radio.